And our final candidate is Attorney Kelly Ann Gaughan for the Court of Common Pleas of Pike County. Kelly, I think there's a table card over there with your name on it. I'd like to note for the record that Representative Mike Pfeiffer, who shares Pike County, and Representative Rosemary Brown, who is with us, were both here in support of Kelly's nomination. And I am so delighted and proud to present Kelly, who is nominated to fill a vacancy on the Pike County Court. Our county judge, we have two county judges in Pike County, and this choice is very crucial for our community. There was a sense of urgency due to a health problem of one of the preceding judges that has really impacted the court and citizens in our community. So Kelly will be filling that in, and we are delighted with that. She has a very compelling set of legal and enforcement credentials that prepare her to serve as a judge. Through her 20 years of private practice, her expertise crosses both family, civil, and criminal law. Her skill and diligence earned her the recognition as an American Institute of Family Law attorneys. She is, and I'm sure that Representative Brown and Representative Pfeiffer and I can say, deeply involved and committed to our community in a variety of leadership roles, both having served as the president of the United Way, the Center for Developmental Disabilities for Children, and her work with VetStock to help veterans throughout our community. She also has, like some of our other nominees, insight into the role and function of law enforcement, as her husband Marty, who is here, is a retired state trooper and now a school resource officer in the Delaware Valley School District. So I am honored to present her. I know she will serve the residents of Pike County with distinction, and it's my privilege to present you to our committee. And with that, will you please rise and raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Baker. And thank you to everyone on the Judiciary Committee. It is my honor to come before you this morning. I am humbled to come before you, having been the successful candidate on both the Republican and the Democratic ticket in the primary election. I can't take too much credit because I was unopposed on both tickets. However, I can tell you that I credit that to the fact that I've worked really hard to establish community relations over the last several years. I'm really here today at the urging of the members of our community and my colleagues, because as Senator Baker indicated, we have been without a second judge. The former president judge, Judge Kameen, he officially retired in June of 2018, but that was preceded by a lengthy period of medical leave that commenced the end of April of 2017. So it's been over 2 years since we've had that second judge. Not only has that really put an undue burden on the current president judge, but it also has resulted in a lot of backlog in the community. So I've had community members come to me now and they said, okay, you've won, we want you there. Can you please get there as soon as possible because we want our cases heard? There are people that are hung up, that are trying to get to court, that are trying to get their case before a judge. So that is the urgency that we have here in Pike County. By way of my background, I have my undergraduate degree from the University of Scranton. I received my JD from Seton Hall School of Law. That was in 1998, and after that, I did a one-year judicial clerkship. And I will tell you that that's when I really got to see judges from the inside as people. And I realized how important their decision-making is. I realized how important it is to be impartial, and that sometimes you have to make those gut-wrenching decisions because you really have to apply the law to the facts that come before you. And I am certainly prepared to do that. After my judicial clerkship, I joined the small general practice law firm that I'm still with. I advanced from being an associate to being a partner at that firm in 2003. That's the law firm of Levy, Stieg, Ahn & Barron. And I have handled a broad array of legal matters. I really have a deep breadth of experience in the law. I'd be surprised if there's anything that would come before a Court of Common Pleas judge that I have not already dealt with. So I think that will give me the advantage of once I'm on the bench, I can jump right in and I can get those cases moving. As Senator Baker noted, my husband, Marty Gaughan, is here today, and I have to thank you all for having me here today because yesterday was our 20-year wedding anniversary, so we got to spend it in Harrisburg, so that was a nice thing. We have a 17-year-old daughter who's going to be starting Bucknell University. Mr. Cortez is a graduate of there. She'll be starting there in the fall, and we have a son who's going to be starting high school. And again, it is due to my husband's help that I am able to balance work and career, so I feel I'll be ready to take this position and do some good for the community. I thank you all for hearing me.
Thank you, Kelly. It's great to have you here. I do note that the Pike County Bar Association has asked us to advance your nomination with a very positive recommendation, and you did highlight the difficulty we faced in Pike County with the capital murder case of the manhunt of the state trooper who was killed. So that has impacted it. And I can tell you in my career, it's rare that I hear from constituents who are upset that they can't get their case heard in court. And I have heard on multiple occasions frustration. And so I do believe having your nomination early is important. So I will advance your nomination with a favorable recommendation. Senator Farnese will second it. Are there any negative votes? Seeing none, hearing none, your nomination will advance to the full Senate with a favorable recommendation.